Rhode Island Real Estate Headlines. RIPropInfo.com, one-stop portal for RI land records, tax data, and GIS maps. RIPropInfo.com provides fast access to Rhode Island land records, tax assessor data, GIS tools, zoning information, and plat maps in a single online platform. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, property valuation, and site analysis without toggling between multiple municipal websites. Bookmark RIPropInfo.com for your next transaction. Rhode Island Real Estate Headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches RI Municipal Database for Property Research. Vision Government Solutions provides an online portal where users can click on their municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals in RI can access municipal property data directly to support valuations, due diligence, and client advisement. Visit the database to look up property records in your target municipalities. Rhode Island Real Estate Headlines. RI commission rates edge below national average, new survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Rhode Island is 5.57%. Local professionals should understand how their compensation structure compares as the market evolves. Review the full survey data at https://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-Rhode-Island/. Rhode Island Real Estate Headlines. RI sellers' commission costs. What agents should know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Rhode Island and how they can save. Understanding commission expectations helps Rhode Island agents better position their value and navigate fee conversations with the client. Review the full breakdown to stay current on RI commission trends. 8. www.realestatewitch.com/averaged-real-estate-commission in Rhode Island. Rhode Island Real Estate Updates. Coventry Tax Assessor pledges fair, accurate property assessments for RI. The Coventry Tax Assessors operates with a mission of uncompromising commitment to excellence, dedicated to providing fair, equitable, accurate, and timely assessments with exceptional public service. Accurate and equitable property assessments directly impact property valuations, tax liabilities, and transaction negotiations that Rhode Island real estate professionals navigate with clients. Review Coventry's assessment practices at https://coventryri.gov/assessor to better advise buyers and sellers on tax implications. Rhode Island Real Estate Updates. Providence Recorder of Deeds, your go-to for land records in Recorder of Deeds office, serves as the official repository for land ownership documents in Providence, maintaining both physical and digital non-archived land records. Real estate professionals conducting transactions in Providence need direct access to accurate, up-to-date land records to verify ownership and ensure clean title transfers. Bookmark htet.providenceri.gov/recorder-of-deeds/ to access Providence's land records and streamline your due diligence process. Rhode Island Real Estate Updates, Providence Tax Assessor's Annual Certified Tax Roll. What RI Real Estate Pros Should Know. The City of Providence's Assessor's Office, within the Finance Department, carries out legally prescribed property tax assessment functions and produces an annual certified tax roll. Accurate property tax assessments directly impact property valuations, investment returns, and client negotiations for real estate professionals working in Providence and throughout RI. Review current assessments and tax roll details at providenceri.gov/taxassessor/. Background and context. Cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil, It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a phase two, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A phase one performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase one early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most RI jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.